This is Faith Works Live, brought to you by Walden Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. Now, here's the host of Faith Works Live, Michael Damastis.
Hey, I am Mike Damastis, and I'm really happy you're joining us today. I want you to hear this.
Unwavering customer service. Dedicated commitment to excellence. One of the most professional and technically proficient heating and cooling companies in the Des Moines area. We're talking about Baldwin Heating and Plumbing. They set themselves apart by caring about their customers' needs and raising the bar of keeping customers satisfied. Baldwin Heating and Plumbing is here for you. Call them today at 515-371-4036. We also want you to know about Agape Pregnancy Center. They offer free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, STD tests, and parenting classes. Their passion is to help and offer help and hope to opportunities to everyone who walks through their doors. I should have read the script more closely, Mike. Sorry about that. Agape Pregnancy Center, great place. You can join them and partner with them, and your tax-deductible gift will be used to directly impact the clients and patients that they serve. So get involved at agapedsm.com. That's agapedsm.com.
As you just heard, that was Rebecca Haney, who's going to be reading our live reads today.
There's a first time for everything. Yeah,
I don't feel bad now. Well, when I botch my live reads, when the professional trips a couple times, I don't feel so bad.
Tim Overland, that's who you just heard.
He's
here with me as well. Tim Overland directs Personhood Iowa. Ron Carlson is also in the studio with us.
How's it going?
It's going very good, eh? I'm glad, mostly, that you are here and listening to today's show. We want to encourage you to get involved because today's discussion, I think it's going to be a little bit more lighthearted. A lot of times when we get on Life Tuesday, I shouldn't say a lot of times, but there are times, we get into some heavy stuff, you know, talking about the life issue. And I kind of want to take a different spin on things. I've wanted to do this for a while. I wanted to talk about movies and TV shows where you see pro-life messaging. And sometimes it's really overt, you know what I mean? Like a movie like Unplanned, you know, that's like, oh, what's that movie about? From the before you even go, you know what the movie's about. We could talk about those movies. I'd like to talk about those movies. And then I want to talk about, you know, movies and TV shows where that's not what it's about, but there is a subtle kind of underlying theme that actually is affirming the pro-life position. And so I want to get into it. Why don't you join us? The message to call is 515-727-5842. That's 515-727-5842. So let's get right into it. Unplanned. In my opinion, one of the most overt and most clear messages of in support of life, I think, that's ever been done, ever been produced. It was very realistic and even graphic in some of its portrayals of the horror of abortion. And I'm really thankful that the directors chose to keep that in. And, because we try to nice it up, don't we, with our verbiage and, you know,
sure. Well, they had to fight, remember? I think we had them on the show, didn't we? And they were talking about, you know, they were trying to give them an NC-17 rating or hard R or something.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I mean, it's
well,
like,
it
really?
It did have an R. It had an R rating. It's kind of sad because the only reason that was given was because of really just they didn't really even show how brutal it actually is.
No.
They kept that part even from going all the way. It's like the Passion of the Christ. You know what I mean? That was brutal, watching Christ be, you know, go through the suffering that he went through. But he even held that back,
mm-hmm.
You know? And so, because he couldn't show it if he went all the way with it, it would be too awful. But, that's the same thing I think with Unplanned. And, obviously people have positions on these subjects, and you know the MPAA board who gives the label of what the rating of the movie is going to be. I'm thinking that that's just a big giant group of conservatives.
Probably a little different than it was 50 years ago when they were created, or whatever it was,
right.
67 years ago when they were probably conservative.
Yeah,
different standards.
Yeah,
yeah. So anyways, I'm very, very excited to talk about this because I love going to a movie like that. In fact, we took a whole bunch of people from my church to go see that movie. Didn't
you have a showing at your church also?
I don't know.
Am I remembering properly?
Maybe.
I was thinking you did.
I don't know. I hate that. I've shown most of the pro-life movies at our church, and we have a copyright license, a video copyright license that where we are able to do that. And like for some of the movies that you can't get it through the normal channels, we've actually gone to the people themselves and bought the screening ability mm-hmm. to do something like that in the church building and then make it free to the public. And because I just want those messages to get out there. I think of like the one about Gosnell. What was that?
Gosnell.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
That one. There was another one.
What was the title of that Gosnell movie?
They had another one that was out previously, just like gave his address.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, that one was definitely called Gosnell.
Yeah. It's hard to see. And that, I think, is the struggle with this particular topic. Incredibly important. Mm-hmm. And it is so strange that we would allow our children, essentially our teens, to experience these horrors and to go through that as though that's some sort of therapy or help for them. Like, we mm-hmm. sugarcoat it when we talk about it, but right. we don't want to be confronted with that.
We could have given it NC-17 so nobody can watch.
Allow them to understand what's really going on. So that's a problem. There are some really good documentary style movies.
Yes.
And the Gosnell one you mentioned, it's difficult to watch.
Yes.
It's very difficult to watch. There are other ones that are a little more like man on the street kind of things, like the 180
Ray
Comfort did.
That was a great movie.
There's a new one out this year, a similar kind of documentary style called See Life 2020.
Haven't seen that.
And there's Alveda King's in it and of more.
Now she's doing a movie that's due out in 2021 about Roe v. Wade. I think it's called, is it called Roe v. Wade?
Yeah,
or Roe?
It's actually the producer and director I met the year before you went to Cleveland, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I met Nick, and I just lost his last name, but he was the one who had the fight with Sofia Vergara over their frozen embryos and lost.
Mm.
And where she said, no, you can't have our kids and we're going to destroy them. So I got to meet him and hang out with him quite a bit. Great guy. But yeah, this looks like a really cool one. I think it was actually supposed to be out this year, but you know, thanks COVID.
Yeah,
so
right.
2021 will be, we'll have movies every 3 days, I think.
So the Gosnell movie that we showed at our church, it was not like a documentary. It was
for the movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a true movie. Dean Cain starred in it. Mm-hmm. And
Nick Searcy.
Yeah, it was well done.
Jason Jones had a major part in it.
No, he didn't. He sat in the front row in the courtroom scene. That's all he did. He's just the guy that's kind of looking around.
He's the reporter. Just trying to give him props.
Stole the show.
Yes.
Of course, Jason Jones, you know, we've had him on the show before, but he actually has produced several movies that have pro-life, overt pro-life messaging. Maybe not, because, you know, I don't know. Well, I'm not even going to get into theology of it. But anyways, think about the movie Bella.
Yeah.
You know, which he really, you know, just did a great job with that film. And as I remember it, was that the one where she was in like a, kind of like a Ruth Harbor house, basically? People were helping her. Remind me of that one.
It's been so long since I've seen Bella. I mean, it was kind of this love story thing, I think, where it's been so long since I've seen it. The one you're thinking of has a very famous actress in it, and James Earl Jones is actually in it, where she's in a Ruth Harbor style home.
Okay.
Rebecca knows the answer.
It's called Gimme Shelter.
There you go.
Vanessa
Hutchins stars in the movie called Gimme Shelter. So again, good movie. It's an overtly pro-life film.
Yes.
So when you go to it or you're preparing to see it, then you can know, all right, I'm going to see a story. It may be, it's going to have some difficult times in it, but it's going to be overtly life affirming.
Yes.
And in that case, it was overtly caring about moms in that position. It was a maternity house, essentially. It was a shelter home for abused women and pregnant women. And so I thought it was a really good look at the great ministries, some of what like Ruth Harbor, that we have really all over the country that provide care, real care for women in that situation.
Absolutely. And those are really great. I'm kind of excited. I mean, if we haven't mentioned a movie that you've seen, you know, I don't want to be talking about these ones like this the whole time. In fact, we'll dedicate most of the show to other ones, but be thinking about, you know, maybe a show or a movie that you saw that really had a strong message that was very affirming of the pro-life message. So, by the way, I'm just saying this off air so that you know, we do have internet, so anyways, just throwing that out there. But that I just want you to know that there are movies out there that do this. The 180 that you mentioned by Ray Comfort it's free on YouTube. Mm-hmm. If you type in 180, I'm sure that it'll go there. Ray Comfort, yeah. Whatever, you'll see it. But it's all that is like a man on the street kind of thing, mm-hmm. like you mentioned. But what's so neat about it is that you see people either continue to push back even against the way that he tries to talk with them about this. But then some people that he's speaking with, they absolutely change their whole position based on this simple conversation that he has mm-hmm. with them. And you see it on camera and it's like, man, that's powerful. I love that. And yeah. We showed 180 at our church, back in the day. And so
some interesting characters in that one too.
Yes.
The guy with the mohawk.
Yes.
He's quite
absolutely. but it's that's really good stuff. I really, really, really appreciate that. So we want to hear from you on this. If you've seen a pro-life movie that we haven't mentioned, that's good. Go ahead, call in and tell us. Or if you watched a show, and there was like, they actually, that was really pro-life. That's kind of where I really want to go in this discussion, because I want you to be watching TV or watching a movie with the mindset of what's the messaging behind this? Mm-hmm. What are they really trying to say? Most of us, we sit in front of the TV and we're just, in the recliner kickback and we want the whole world out, and we don't want, to hear our names called because the trash has to be taken out. We just want to sit there and stay in that vegetative state for as long as humanly possible. And we're just
turning off your brain.
Yeah. But I think it's really cool to kind of catch it when you see it. And I think sometimes it happens. And if they knew that was there, they'd probably be mad. Like, daggone it, I didn't want to put that message in there. But it's there. And, so I don't know that they do it intentionally. And sometimes they do. And maybe they're trying to, under their powers that be, they're just trying to write a story that they feel is going to be compelling, but they're actually also trying to put into that a message. Mm-hmm. I want you to jump in. 515-727-5842. That's the number to call. That's how you join us today. And like I said, I really want you to be involved in this discussion on this and, it's out there to see. And we just listed a few, but that's not exhaustive. There's a lot out there.
I hope not. We have another like 45 minutes to talk about this.
I'm done. I'm tapped out. It's kind of like talking about dates yesterday. I had the one and that was it.
Dinner and a movie.
515-727-5842. We'll be right back.
This is FaithWorks Live, brought to you by Walden Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. Now, here's the host of FaithWorks Live, Michael Damastis.
I am Mike Damastis. Listen to this.
You care about your health, and because of that, you care about what you eat. Animus Beef brings you not only nutrition, but excellent value, because not only do you care about your health, you care about your money as well. And with Animus Beef, you get both better health and better value. It's also downright delicious. Order yours today by calling David Animus straight to the source. You can call Dave at 515-283-7505. That's 515-283-7505. Also, you should know about Greenkeepers Lawn and Landscape. If it has to do with the lawn, they are all about it. Lawn maintenance, fertilizers and weed control, any sort of spring or fall cleanup. I guess this time of year, you're thinking about snow. I believe we all are. So they do snow removal, tree trimming, you name it. Year-round work to keep your lawn the envy of your neighborhood. You can call Ignacio at 515-505-9866.
That's awesome. That was Rebecca Haney, who is reading those live reads.
I'm getting the hang of it.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good job.
Thank you.
And Tim Overland is in studio with us today as well. He's the director of Personhood Iowa. Ron Carlson is producing today's show. And we're actually just, if you were wondering, you know, if you're one of the three people that watch us on Facebook, we just want you to know we're back on now. So get back on Facebook, quick, run, all three of you. No,
just boost the rating.
Yes, we really rely on you, the audience. Yes. All four of you. So
five right now.
Oh.
Nice.
We must have a new one.
I know. No, seriously though, we love it that you're with us every day, and I appreciate that. I've had a ton of people. There's 2 days. But the biggest is this one, Life Tuesday. People are like, I love Life Tuesday. I love what you do on Life Tuesdays. That's great. That's because I'm great. But secondly, it's Thursday, and that's Theology Thursday, and so I enjoy that too, and I love all the days. I love what we do here, and Rebecca's going to be doing all that as well. So that's good. Get used to it, and it's going to be fun. And here's the deal. Today, the conversation has been centered around pro-life messaging in movies, and we mentioned Unplanned, and there's movies like that that are overt. They're not trying to cover it up. I mean, this is what we're talking about. We mm-hmm. want you to get this simple message: killing babies is wrong. So that's it. That's the message. You can't escape it. It's right there in your face. And I like that. I kind of like it even a little better when it's done in a context where it's not the main point. But it, all of a sudden, you see it pop up in a storyline, and it's like, wow, that was very pro-life. I really like that. And I've seen that happen a number of times, and I've seen it in movies, and I've seen it in TV shows, and we all kind of have a few of those kind of backed up that we're going to share with you. I want you to share it if you've seen it. It's like that wasn't the point of the show. This is, you'd never expect it in a show like this or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was. It was very affirming of the pro-life message. So why don't you give us a call at 515-727-5842. Tim, you had said that, there was a movie that you had seen. Was it a movie or a TV show?
The TV show.
Okay,
so,
go ahead.
Yeah, so the TV show is The Blacklist, one of our favorite shows. James Spader is a phenomenal actor. It's not necessarily the most wholesome programming on the planet, but they just do a really good job with the show. Well, gosh, it must have been last season, and we've been working on me doing a commentary video and getting it all edited, and that's harder than you'd think, having a TV show play and my commentary going at the same time. So we've been working on that, and we'll have that out here at some point. But they tackled the life issue from a way that I can't think of any other show or movie ever attacking it. And usually, it's some preacher, they beat us up, for being hypocritical. And they kind of tried that. And I want to spoil it a whole lot because I'll have to find the episode title. But it'll spoil it if I tell you that part. So, but the way they turned it and twisted it and flipped it.
I think it's okay. Go ahead.
You think?
Giving you permission.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. All right. So basically what happens, nutshell, is this young woman gets raped in college and mm-hmm. becomes pregnant. Mm-hmm. Well, now she's an OB, and so she's, she's got a daughter. We meet her daughter. She, and then the state of Virginia, wherever, somewhere in that area, because they're in the D.C. area, passed a law that made it so basically you can never get an abortion, even in the cases of rape, right? So that was the big thing. Well, ultimately what she had started doing was kidnapping these high-profile people. Pastor was one. One guy's name literally rhymed with James Dobson. It was so that was blatant. And then there was this governor, I think the governor, she'd kidnapped. And she had taken her medical technology and implanted uteruses into these men and made them carry a child.
So it's like matching real life.
Yeah, very, 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 yeah.
Again, ripped from the headlines.
The show's it's a little different. But it's very believable as you're going through it. But you've never seen this attack this way. Mm-hmm. And so now you've got these three men who have been raped, is kind of what they were trying to illustrate, and are now forced to have this child, and now will they apply their conservative Christian principles to carrying this child? Because she gives them all the tools, the medication, everything they need to do to be able to carry this child to term and deliver, obviously via C-section, and now it's up to them to go and live out as we say on here, live out their pro-life. Are they going to give birth to this child?
You said obviously through C-section.
That took. I saw that just hit you.
My mind was like, I was still pondering on that. I'm like, okay, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Well, so and so you've got these three people who how they have to live this thing out. And of course, you know, you have to have the one hypocrite that runs to New York to get an abortion because he was violated. And the OB is beating him up over the head about this law that he championed and helped pass. And now he's skirting his own law.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I mean, that's an interesting dynamic. I mean, I've never heard an idea.
Yeah, Jez and I are just looking at each other going, really? This is okay. Because they don't tell you right up front what's going on. It takes you a little while. You're a half hour in before you're going, oh, this is where we're going with this. And it was fascinating the way they touched on the subject.
My wife and I have become big fans of the show Chicago PD. And if you've never seen it, it's a kind of a darker, grittier, you know, just real rough, police drama.
Don't they have like a series?
There's a Chicago kind of universe almost. Like, okay. They have Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med. And then they even had for one season Chicago Justice, but it flopped. So they only did it for a season. But anyways, Chicago PD is what drew us in. We really like it. We have watched some of the others and they do all the time throughout. There's seven seasons of Chicago PD and they do crossover shows where and sometimes it's all three of the other shows where, you know, it starts on Chicago Fire. It goes to Chicago Med, then it goes to Chicago PD to wrap up, you know, and that's really interesting when they do all of that. They're bringing these characters across. It's like a whole world.
I can hear the NBC voiceover guy right now talking about this massive event,
yes.
TV event.
Right. So anyways, that's the thing. By the way, people are like commenting on your hat. So
I see that. I'm responding. I'm playing along.
Okay. Here's the deal. there has been on Chicago PD, because we really like that show. Are you serious?
You'll have to stay
tuned.
Ron,
why did you end the segment so early? We want you to jump in, and I'll share the rest of I'll share the rest of my story on Chicago PD. 515-727-5842. That's the number to call. 515-727-5842.
This is FaithWorks Live, brought to you by Walden Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. Now, here's the host of FaithWorks Live, Michael Damastis.
That's me. Listen to this.
Iowans for Life is the longest-standing nonprofit pro-life ecumenical organization in the state. They were formed in 1972, and their mission remains the same, to advocate for the dignity of human life from fertilization to natural death. They work hard to defend life, so you should learn more about them. Go to iowansforlife.org. You can go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. Again, that's iowansforlife.org.
There you go. I'm really glad, by the way, that you're joining us. We're kind of talking pro-life messaging in movies and TV shows, and I was rudely interrupted last segment by Ron. Just kidding. He had nothing to do with it. It was the end of the segment. But I was talking about Chicago PD. It's a gritty drama, just a police drama thing, and it's kind of rough. I'm being honest with you. It's seven seasons. But here's the deal. They've had three, maybe even more than that, shows where there was like two for sure. I remember where a gal on the show got raped, and both of those situations, she ended up choosing to keep her baby, which was really cool. And that's, by the way, that's statistically true. Mm-hmm. Most women who are raped choose to keep their baby instead of having that baby aborted. And that's one of those quote unquote exception rules that they keep pushing for. And you know, most women choose it. Over 85%. That's the stats.
That's a lot.
And then there was another episode in Chicago PD where one of the main characters didn't like this part. And this is where it gets gritty and rough and stuff, was having like a one night stand, got pregnant. And, you know, she wrestled with, I'm not sure, you know, I'm a police officer. Is this going to work? I mean, can I do this? And then she decided, yeah, I'm going to do this, you know, and that was really neat, because she met, in one of her cases, she was working with this other gal that had a child, and she saw that bond and that love. And she thought, you know what? I need this in my life. I want this. This is a good thing. This is not a negative. this is only going to add positive, you know. So I, the message of that whole show was like, heck yeah, that's pro-life. That's way cool. I really, really like that. You know, one of the things that's, oh, you know, I did it, Tim did it. I want to let you jump into this too.
Well, I think the cool thing about that is that we recognize artistically, even if that's not your agenda, like you said, Mike, many times in some of these mainstream shows, a pro-life message can crop up even regardless of their intentions.
Right.
That's not something the director necessarily intended. But I think that was the case for movies. There were two movies that came out, mainstream movies that were very popular, that came out about the same time. It was Juno and Knocked Up. And so there were two movies, and that was, so I guess that'd be, what, a decade or so ago. But again, movies where unlikely couples end up pregnant and then have the baby and realize that that is a transformative thing, even in an unlikely circumstance, or if you're a teen mom, where the world would tell you you have an excuse.
Right.
There's something in recognizing the strength that it takes to say, I'm going to be responsible for this child.
Right.
I recognize that there is something beautiful, that there's a gift here, and that it's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to step into that. Maybe I didn't think I was ready, but I'm going to have to do what it takes and find the strength in order to take responsibility for this child. And so that is something that hopefully everybody can honor and recognize. We all say that about like single motherhood, and we applaud moms. Hopefully we do.
Right.
Tell your mom you love her, no matter what, because it's hard work to be a mom.
Absolutely.
But if we recognize that, then we have to say the children are worth it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Children are worth it. And
Absolutely.
So we shouldn't be taking some other path that says that they're not. Another TV show that I thought about, we're kind of sci-fi nerds in the studio. And I remember an episode of Battlestar Galactica. I'm getting laughs already. I promise. It's interesting.
A little while back.
It is a little bit.
I don't think she means the original one.
Not the original.
That was
remake.
Before Rebecca was born, Mike.
The remake from the 2000s. But the president of Earth essentially is female. And so she's pro-choice as a politician.
Mm.
Or pro-abortion. Well, I'll just put it that way. But the concept is that the human race is nearing extinction. And so they're traveling around on this spaceship because they're trying to battle like humanoid aliens that are coming, in a nutshell. And so she wants to be supportive of her politics of being pro-abortion and allowing women to have abortions. But the truth is there's like 50,000 human beings left on Earth in existence, period. They have a number. They have a whiteboard. And there's a number on the whiteboard that says exactly how many people are still alive.
Mm.
And they recognize that the cold, hard reality is that every single person is that our entire existence as a species depends on every single person remaining alive and having more children. And so they bear this out in this really interesting, kind of strange way. And I don't think that it was supposed to be an overtly pro-life anything series at all. But that one episode was fascinating, where this woman confronts the reality of what her politics was and the consequences thereof, which means if you are pro-abortion, you want fewer people on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And people are super valuable, especially right now
when you get down to it.
Right. We need to protect the people. We need to have more people. That's actually the benefit. That's the goal of a healthy society. So I thought that was really interesting and very surprising.
Absolutely. One of the TV shows, by the way, this is like revealing like a lot about my, you know, who
Your
I am.
TV habits.
Yeah. I like the show Bull. And that's the guy, you know, the main star of that is the guy that was on NCIS, you know,
Tony DiNozzo.
Yes. Tony DiNozzo. And, he's now, you know, actually playing the earlier version of Dr. Phil, but, that's the truth. That's what the whole story is based on. The Bull show is basically what Dr. Phil did before he became Oprah's best buddy. He was a trial scientist, a jury scientist, you know, and so he would.
So you sit there. Just don't do that. Is that what he just tell all the juries?
No, don't
do that.
He analyzed people and looked at the strategy that the lawyers were trying to employ and said, well, these are the kind of jurors that we want to get when we get the jury poll and blah, blah, blah. So that's the whole basis of the show. But it's really, really well done. And I like it, and my wife likes it. But here's the deal with it. One of the kind of side characters, his name's Chum. And anyways, he's an interesting guy. His daughter gets pregnant while she's in college. And actually Chum was excited. He wasn't excited that his daughter, was promiscuous, but she got pregnant. but she was going to choose abortion. And he was distraught. This is where it's going to get really convoluted. He's a homosexual. He had a daughter. That's weird. But obviously left his wife, got divorced, whatever, and now he's practicing homosexual. But that's not a big part of the show, just so you know that. But his daughter got pregnant, and he did not support her in getting an abortion. And that was the whole struggle of this one particular show. And in the end, he did. She did have an abortion. It was a kind of a real letdown, you know, and it was definitely not necessarily pro-life in the messaging of the show, but it was more pro-affirming, I guess, of abortion and being there for people, you know, yeah. when they're going through that hard time. But it was just interesting how they handled the internal struggle that he was having. And, you know, and they brought up, you know, all of this Catholic upbringing and all sure. this stuff, you know. But they kind of let me down on the end of that show. One more, and this is a biggie, in my opinion, for me. The Mandalorian, just the entire premise of the show. By the way, if you have not seen The Mandalorian or even know what The Mandalorian, if you don't know what The Mandalorian is, shame on you.
Turn off the show now and
you
go
are not
stream,
my friend.
Binge, watch Mandalorian.
Every word in that sense was wrong.
The Mandalorian is an incredible show. It's a Star Wars-based thing, okay? I'm not even going to try to explain anything. But there is this figure that you've seen. You might not have seen the show, but you've seen Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, which we've just learned.
He's the same age as you.
We've just learned that Baby Yoda is a – his real name is Grogu, which we'll stick to Baby Yoda. It's so much better.
Yeah.
But Baby Yoda is the cutest, like, little creature ever. And for the entirety of the show, up until we just learned his name last week, he's only been known as the child. And that's how he refers to this little young child. And the idea of making sure that this child is prioritized, protected, mm-hmm. and provided for above all else is like the, you know, this tough, cowboyish character, you know, the Mandalorian, who you'd never expect to be, you know, trying to help a child. That's who he is, and that's what he's doing, and it's like his life's mission. And so it's a pretty cool theme, and mm-hmm. I believe very affirming of the pro-life message, you know, ultimately. And that's one of the things I love it. I have one more, and then we can have you guys actually talk to. There's the show The Walking Dead.
I was waiting for you to come to the show.
Yes.
I knew it was coming.
The Walking Dead is not about zombies. I just need to clear that up. It's not, even though you think it is, and even though there's hundreds and thousands of them all through every show. It's not about. It's all about the characters of the show that are trying to survive the zombies and not have the zombies eat them. But there's somehow in this post-apocalyptic world of zombies taking over, Rick, the main character, his wife on one of the earlier episodes got pregnant, and... she died, but she made sure that her child survived. And that was just really, really cool. She was willing to sacrifice herself for her child so that the baby could live. Very pro-life messaging in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. Hey, we want you to jump in with your thoughts on what is a pro-life message in a movie or a TV show. 515-727-5842. We'll be right back.
This is FaithWorks Live, brought to you by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. Now, here's the host of FaithWorks Live, Michael Damastis.
Yes, that's me, and I want you to listen to this.
There's a special place that has two locations. Inner Visions Healthcare Clinic is located at 1355 50th Street in West Des Moines, and then also at 500 Army Post Road on the south side of Des Moines. It's my neighborhood. And at Inner Visions, you can find help from free pregnancy tests and ultrasounds to free STD screenings and treatment. They offer all clients hope and tangible help. So don't wait. You can get real help at Inner Visions. You can call them 24 hours a day at 515-440-2273.
Awesome. I'm really honored that you have joined us today. We've kind of had a different show. We've been talking about pro-life messaging. That voice that you just heard was Rebecca Haney, and Tim Overland is here with us as well. And we're talking about pro-life messaging in movies and TV. And so kind of in this last segment, we're going to take a little bit of a turn and talk about, you know, messaging that isn't necessarily pro-life, and you know, how they kind of look at the world. You had a movie that you were going to share that actually has a pro-life message, and so share that
I did.
Well,
it's been a while since I've seen it, so I can't remember exactly when it came out, but it was called Children of Men. And again, it seems like there's this whole sci-fi, like post-apocalyptic theme that has come to my mind and has come up several times. And it's that type of movie where, for whatever reason, and I don't really think they explain it, human beings are unable to have children. And so the human population is getting older, and the disaster that they face is extinction because they have no more young people. Mm-hmm. And so the main character is played by Clive Owen. And they find this refugee woman who is pregnant. Somehow, they don't explain it, but then his mission is to protect her and to get her to safety, because the hope of humanity is literally in this woman and her unborn child. And so he has to protect her against all the disaster that's about to come upon them in the apocalypse and get her to safety. And I just thought that was really fascinating. Again, I don't think it was meant as a overtly pro-life film, but that's the message that you get out of it, which is, this is hope. This is we have to protect our children. They are our hope.
And what's cool is, in a lot of the post-apocalyptic themed movies, by the way, there's a new one coming out, and it's about comet fragments that are going to hit the Earth, and it's going to literally an extinction causing event.
Do we really need that in 2020?
Well, it's coming out in 2021.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, but we'll dodged.
It. Yeah, but it's one of those things. It's really I don't know. Anyways, it's interesting. There was another one. I was because I get on YouTube rant sometimes and just watch videos, trailers of movies that are upcoming, and one of them is like of this woman that lands on a planet where it's all men, and her ship crashes there, and she has the ability as a female to see men's thoughts, literally see their thoughts. And I'm like, that's reality. that's not no sci-fi drama.
Right. Yeah. Cause we're real deep.
Yeah, right. So anyways, but the post-apocalyptic themed messaging typically is this. There are certain things, no matter what is happening, that are more important, that rise up to the surface, you know, and that's just true in life, isn't it? You know, I mean, you get a cancer diagnosis, there's some things that are going to crop up to the top that, you know, you're not really going to care about the latest iPad.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're going to care. Most people won't care about the latest iPad. You know what I mean? But here, you know, I think that's really an interesting dynamic, but it seems though there's certain elements that don't take a spin on that kind of apocalyptic ideology. The Handmaid's Tale.
Right. I was thinking about that. If you look at something from the other side of the other perspective.
Right.
That I guess, deifies abortion as some sort of sacred right or empowerment tool. It does seem as though they see the end of the barbaric practice of abortion as though it would be the end of the world.
Right.
As though it would be. And that's literally what The Handmaid's Tale is about.
Right.
That somehow that because of abortion, women have freedom. And that if that weren't the case, then we would all be slaves. And that is the most opposite take that I can imagine. But it is fascinating to see how where, you know, with one side, the end of the world, the pending doom, brings out the importance of life, of self-sacrifice,
family.
Of family,
yes,
and perpetuating the one thing that we have going for us, which
right.
is life and fellowship,
yes.
and togetherness.
Yes.
And then another side sees, well, if we don't have the ability to make those types of decisions, quote unquote, then it brings about the end of the world.
We can't kill babies. Man, look at what a world
would
be
life
like.
Worth living, yeah. I have two. So the new Superman that was redone recently with the British guy and Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill.
Yes.
There was some
Cavill,
themes. Whatever. obviously, there's a lot of messianic story in that. You know, he was very Christ-like, and that's what they. Obviously, that's what Superman kind of was, but. I remember
we can go deeper on that because it's actually more a picture of Moses who came, you know, on the basket in the little ship. But we'll just let that slide.
Well, and son. Okay. Anyway. So, but I do remember when he's on the ship and I remember hitting me how profoundly pro-life this message was here. He's looking at all these little, you know, babies from a planet that just blew up and how he was supposed, you know, I mean, hey, this is my job, is to make sure we protect these things, and how this is all that's left of my people. So I remember that when we first started talking about this topic. And then you were just talking about Handmaid's Tale. I think a lot of times the other side sort of flops when they try to make this, you know, sympathetic. And I remember a few years ago, I wrote a blog on this, the show Scandal with Kerry Washington. I think that's right. It was based in D.C. or whatever. Well, she got pregnant, and it was going to be a big scandal. Apparently, she had this child. So she chooses ultimately to have an abortion. And while she's, this is the, like the end of this episode, maybe the end of the season, while she's laying on the abortion table, they're playing Silent Night.
Oh, my goodness.
And that just, that totally set me off, because there was another mainstream show, and I can't replace it right now. I can see the two actors, also set in D.C., where they had a kind of an honest discussion from a, you know, woman that happened to be pro, I think she was pro-choice, pro-abortion, and this lobbyist that was pro-life. And they had a really good discussion, and it was normal. But, you know, just to try to, you know, have her look like she was going to be happy, and they're playing the song, one of the most beautiful songs about the birth of Christ, while she's having an abortion, was just, I was speechless and very mad. Actually, I wasn't speechless, because I wrote a pretty long blog about it. I was pretty upset about it. But.
Well, I'm a big fan of post-apocalyptic themed movies. You know, I took like that new one that's coming out with the comet fragments. I was showing my wife the trailer, and she goes, "Why would you want to see that?" And I'm like, "That looks so good.
That's
it
the
looks
guy from
so
300's
incredible.
In it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I'll probably check it out, because I like him.
Yes, I know. And I don't know. I like him as an actor too. Mm-hmm. And he's like done all of those movies where like this city blows up or this country blows up. I don't know, whatever. But yeah, it's good stuff. And that's
good wholesome Christmas entertainment.
The more that people get blown up, the better the movie is.
And the more appreciative you are of your life.
Yes, exactly. That's a pro-life
message. You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would. And so, you know, here's the thing, though. I remember somehow in church, somebody found out that I watched the show The Walking Dead, and I had this young gal come up to me, and she's like, "You watch a show about zombies?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I do. I really like it, actually." And she said, "I don't know if I want my children to know that my pastor watches shows about zombies."
Did this lead to an elder meeting or
no.
Meeting of the board?
No. Yeah. But I'm just like, man, the things that people get caught up in, you know, that whatever. So
Matthew 18 over the Walking Dead.
Yeah. So whatever. But this is the deal. And I think this is the ultimate thing for me, kind of wrap it up on this. I really want you to be watching stuff, not zoning out, but actually looking for messaging. Now, it doesn't have to necessarily be pro-life, although that's a really cool thing when we see it. But, you know, also know what they're trying to be saying to you. Because when you watch a show like Handmaid's Tale, they're trying to affirm that, look how bad things would be. This is a picture. I mean, this isn't far from reality. That's the whole goal. You know, this isn't far from reality, guys. This is what's at stake for us. And it's nonsense, you know, ultimately. But there's always a message. There's mm-hmm. always a message. And I love talking. You know, we haven't done it. I've told Josh we need to do this. Just looking for theology in movies and entertainment. You know what I mean? That's my – I love that. I
and,
love examining
that. And the power
that.
Of the worldview that's present in art that we can just be taking in, whether or not we're realizing it. So I think it is the responsibility of the Christian to say, all right, I understand this from a place of prayer and with our eyes wide open,
right,
so that we know what we're taking into ourselves and then what we're going to do with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and that's why Jason Jones is doing is so important, because we as Christians have abdicated our big role in Hollywood and stuff. So, we've got to have our filters up.
We need more creative Christians.
Yep. Absolutely agree with that. Well, hey, guys, thanks for hanging in. A teaser for tomorrow. We're going to have an atheist on the show with us. And we're going to engage in a great discussion about using your biblical view of Jesus to affirm your political ideology. You need to listen in. See you tomorrow.